Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Donald Trump could be making a return to social media. Our longtime advisor, Jason Miller, was speaking to Fox News, and he basically said that Donald will be returning to social media in about 2 to 3 months, and it's going to be his own platform. They reckon it'll attract tens of millions of new users and completely redefine the social media game.
Advisor to Donald Trump. How do you apply for that job?
I don't know. You just know someone's replacing you in a week.
Exactly, so right. Good
enjoy
luck.
It while it lasts. And as we know, former President Trump was kicked off Twitter.
He was. He was booted.
He was booted off there.
Out of the nest.
I'm thinking, well, why is he coming up with his own social media now? And I'm like, oh, he got kicked off MySpace as well.
He's exhausted every single platform, MSN chat, everything gone.
I think even Tom from MySpace is sick of Donald's crap. He's just like, yeah, but Tom, you're my friend. You're the only one I have. So he's creating his own social media, and you're thinking, okay, well, yeah, what's he going to model it after? Because there's a lot of different platforms out there. We know that he loved Twitter for years. That was his way of getting to the people.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what kind of buttons it, like Facebook, you've got like, you've got, you know, the emotions. Like, what's his going to be? Just a fake news button? Or how's it going to look?
Yeah, I'd say it's just all fake news. Like, this is, you know how they come up with a thing going, oh, the information in this news story may not be trusted. It's just going to be all fake news. Yeah. Just a rubber stamp on it.
That's it.
I'm thinking maybe it'll be his version of Twitter. So okay, it'll be 280 characters minimum. You have to type in all caps,
and you have to
have at least 3 exclamation marks after each sentence. So that's how his Twitter will work. Or maybe he'll do an Instagram. You know what I mean? So people can take photos, and then there'll be a filter on Trump's Instagram. It'll be Trumpstagram, and it'll have a filter with 50 shades of orange. So every selfie you have, you can get that, you know, glowing orange Trump complexion.
Yeah, like you mentioned, though, his grammar is worse than mine. Like, if there was ads on any of his, you know, Facebook medias or whatever he's trying to do in social media, like, the Grammarly ads would just be coming up nonstop.
Yeah, every time. Just waiting for that skip ad button to pop up. I also thought maybe his social media platform, Trump will model it after TikTok. That's where all the kids are now.
Yeah, that's right.
Millennials love
next
TikTok.
Generation.
But then I'm thinking, as a 74-year-old, most of his TikTok videos will just be him filming himself when he thinks he's actually filming something else. He's got the camera reversed. He's like, well, it's Melania. I don't know. It's just me on the screen. I can't figure it out. And then in the end, I thought, okay, I know what social media platform Trump will come up with.
What is it? What do you got?
He'll model it after Tinder.
Ooh.
I just know he will. He'll just be like swiping through and go, oh, look, Ivanka, I swiped right. Daddy swiped right for you, Ivanka. Why are you ignoring me, Ivanka? We'll see what he comes up with. I'm sure it'll be brilliant.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
When we were young, Hutsy, we were always out there on our skate wings trying to keep ourselves entertained.
Falling off, getting gravel rash.
But occasionally, boredom would set in, and that's when you run to Mum and go, Mum, I'm bored, what can I do? And she'd be like, oh, go play in traffic or something like that. But here on the far south coast, you really don't have an excuse to claim that you're bored as a kid because there is so much to do, especially with the help of the PCYC. They've got some amazing Easter holiday programs coming up. And to tell us more about how the kids can get entertained over Easter, we've got Peter Cross in the studio with us. Morning, Peter.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
That's good.
We kind of had that jaw-dropping moment a couple of days back where we went, oh, Easter is less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
So there'd be a lot of parents that are scrambling right now to get some sort of plan of action on how to keep the kids occupied over Easter.
I'm definitely scrambling myself with a 7-year-old who can't sit still for literally for more than 30 seconds. So my empathy goes out to all those parents out there with the same challenge. So yeah, we've got school holiday programs running across the Bega Valley Shire and some events also in the Yirrabadalla Shire. We're going to Bega, Tathra, Murrumbula, Bermagui, Pambula, Murrumbula again, Toowoomba, up in Yirrabadalla. We're in Naruma, Maruya and Sunshine Bay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So like obviously early on the piece, the kids are like, oh, I'm bored, there's nothing to do. Or the parents can go, well, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. It's for 6 to 12-year-old kids. Parents can find all the details on PCYC Far South Coast Facebook page or just go onto our website and look up Far South Coast on the website and click on the holiday link and all the details are there. $25 for the day, which is a pretty good deal. I mean, if you go to the movies, it's $20 plus popcorn and all those sorts of things. So
at this, they get bubble soccer, archery, yep. not at the same time.
Yeah, I was
obviously,
about to say, hopefully they're issues. Different areas to each other.
And you keep them fed as well.
We don't feed them actually.
Oh, right.
No. Yeah. So that's to do with the government.
Too many kids throwing up in the bubble soccer balls.
Kids bring their own lunches and snacks and the water bottle.
Yeah.
And wear suitable clothing. If you're looking like you need to wear a big raincoat, we'll be postponing or cancelling the event because it's all
that's
outside.
Fair enough.
There are three events that are actually free. These are special ones. They're called Barbecue and Beats.
Yeah.
They're running in Naruma and Maruya, and you don't need to register to come to those. Mm-hmm. And the idea is just to go to different locations across the state, have some music, have a barbecue, and a sort of a semi-relaxed blue light disco sort of situation. Anyone can come on that day. Kids aged from 6 up to 17 can come along, join in, don't need to sign up. Just
That's
come
great.
Along and do the activities. If you're there at lunchtime, we'll give you a bit of a feed, sausage and bread, and have a bit of music as well.
We were just talking about the blue light discos the other day, Hutsy and I going like, what happened to them? You know, where do kids have their cheeky first pash these days? But it's good to see you bringing them back.
Yeah, I remember watching, what's that Village People movie? Going to blue light disco and watching that movie as well. As a teenager, thinking that was pretty cool fun. But yeah, look, discos are definitely on the cards in the second half of 2021.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're looking forward to doing that later in the year in different communities as well, and do some fundraising for us as well.
That'd be great.
Yeah, you guys are just coming off your blast-off program as well. How'd that go for you recently?
Yeah, it's great. We've got up to 40 kids who come and go nuts at Cobargo, and also the Benboka kids are doing really well. We're heading to Wyndham in Term 2, and we're still confirming the other location as we speak.
Okay.
So Wyndham kids, keep a lookout for that. That'll be with Julia on an afternoon after school for a couple of hours.
And for any parents that are listening who are getting stressed out at the moment because their kids are asking to borrow the car to get their logbook hours up so they can get their P's, the PCYC is helping out with that as well.
Yeah, we're starting to run Safer Driver courses. So Safer Driver course is a registered course through the RMS, and you do the course, which is a 3-hour theory course about defensive driving. And if you've already done 50 hours on your logbook, you can sign up for one of these courses and you get 20 hours off your logbook by doing that course.
Well,
so if you're
huge.
Looking
that's
at the savings, done. Driving lessons about $70 an hour, so you'll save about $350 just by doing that course. Plus, of course, the most important part is, you know, improving your defensive driving skills, which we know is pretty important.
Yeah. And for me, it's like getting those hours off the recommended hours you're supposed to get without having your parents yell at you for like 4 or 5 hours in the car. There's no price you can put on that.
Well, where can people go if they want to check out more of this information, Peter?
Look, the best place to go is our website, which is pcycnsw.org.au, and just find our club on that webpage. Or you can check out stuff going on our Facebook page as well, which is PCYC Far South Coast.
Plenty of stuff for the kids to do in the upcoming weeks. And thank you so much, Peter, for dropping in this morning. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys. Have a great day.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Ending up in the emergency room, not a great way, not a great finish to a date.
No.
Can't say it's ever happened to me on a date.
It's a good way to get out of a date.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, this when is you not get going that, well at all.
You get that lucky phone call that comes through like, all right, it's like a secret, you know, I'm going to text you a thingo to get me out of the date and get the secret phone call. It's happened to me before on a date, unfortunately.
If you're at a restaurant and it's not going well, you just fake your appendix bursting. Off you go to the emergency room.
But there's a story which has been circulating the last couple of days about a Sydney man who was asked by his Tinder date to try and look after the cat. Cat got out. He managed to get the cat wrangler back inside. Cat scratches him, has to go to emergency because his hand all of a sudden gets infected and almost gets amputated. It gets that bad.
Crazy.
Crazy story. It just got me thinking about, you know.
And it's a bit of a weak story as well when you're in the emergency room. You've got people there that have probably lost a finger because they've been operating power tools incorrectly or something like that. Other accidents. And you go, what are you in here for? A cat scratched me. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't really stand up to other emergency room tales that you hear.
No, it doesn't. So we basically wanted to know about how did you end up in emergency? For me, I've been pretty lucky, but there was one time I had to go to casualty because all of a sudden I was at work and driving, doing deliveries, and all of a sudden I'm getting this pain, like just above my hip on the right side. I'm like, oh, what is this? All of a sudden I started getting cold sweats, couldn't sit still, was going into sort of little spasms. I was going, oh, okay, I'm in a bit of trouble here. I don't know what this is.
Mm.
Get to hospital, and then they were thinking, oh, possibly it's the appendix or whatever. They'd done a couple of ultrasounds, and it turns out, this isn't a lie, the words they used were fecal loading. I was full of crap.
Oh, God.
Yep. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how does this like pain happen? It's like, I even looked it up years later. I'm like, what is this? Is it Crohn's disease? Like all these different things. It would seem like every now and then I'd just randomly, I'd get this pain like above my hip on the right side.
But that's luckily, really gross.
Yeah. It's what people have been telling me for years anyway, but it was an actual medical diagnosis.
I think the only time I was in an emergency room was when I was about 8 or 9. I think I've told this story before on the radio. Like, we were trying, me and my friends, you know, we're stupid 8-year-olds, and we were trying to fish a crab pot out of the river down in Maroochydore on the Sunshine Coast, and it was covered in oyster shells, razor-sharp oyster shells, and stupid Brad managed to fall on it and rip his leg open. I think it was like 11 or 12 stitches later.
Yeah, being that little, that'd be like covering half your leg at that age, almost, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was most of my leg. Still got the scar. 1-300-92-1250. How did you end up in emergency? Amanda in Big has given us a call. Hi, Amanda. What happened with you?
I caught a knife. Not the smartest thing, though.
Was it a magic trick?
Were you in a circus at the time, yeah. Amanda? What happened?
Sadly, just drying the dishes. I wish I was auditioning for Australia's Got Talent or something like that, but no, just a very, very mundane task went horribly wrong and just some silly instinct. And yeah, off to the emergency room I went.
So the knife was falling and you just instinctively reached out with your hand and what, grabbed the blade and just cut yourself?
Yeah, thinking go for the catch. I don't know, maybe I was thinking of honing my cricket skills or something.
KFC classic like that, catches.
Yeah, it went in sideways. Oh. So I knew I was able to pull it out, knew that I wasn't going to bleed to death or anything like that. But,
so how many stitches did that require?
Yeah.
It was only 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can make the most simple things go horribly wrong. God.
Was your nickname around the house after that, knife block or?
The knife hands or, yes.
Amanda, knifey hands.
I imagine you'd be a bit reluctant to sharpen the knives in future now as well. You just try and make
I'd just
sure
be reluctant to
blunt.
Do the dishes altogether. I'd be like, I'm out. I'm never doing the dishes again.
Just dry the cutlery one piece at a time.
Yeah, maybe get yourself a dishwasher.
Over 10 years after this incident, and I'm still waiting for my dishwasher. It'll never happen, though.
Oh, dear, Amanda. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us this morning.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Stay away from those knives.
Jeez.
God, you hear about stories like that. I'm always paranoid when I do the dishes. Like, every now and then you get a knife, like, fall off the counter.
Yeah.
And you quickly, like just jump away because you're worried it's going to skewer a foot.
Absolutely. Even if I've got a knife in the kitchen, I sort of hold it in a weird way because I'm just wary of anyone being around. Like, it's Rachel's in close proximity and I'm just like, oh, like.
Because you don't want to end up in ER and they're like, geez, you've got a knife through your hand. Did someone attack you? You're like, no, it's just doing the dishes.
Yeah. That's it. We've got plenty of comments on a Power FM Beaker Bay Facebook page. Elena says basically she was doing an activity for school, you know, year 6, where you do the gymnastics thing. She fell off the balance beam and broke her arm and had to get surgery in Bega.
Yet another reason why you shouldn't have to do PE in school.
Exactly right. Rachel actually messaged through my partner. She's just like, I forgot about all the ones that she's had over the years, but probably the worst one she had was she was working as a disability support worker in Wollongong. She had a whole basically minibus full of clients to take out to dinner. Went to get out the door, a bit too much of a drop than she anticipated, fell face first on the concrete, knocked out her front teeth.
Oh, my God.
Scraped all of
her hands full? Why didn't she put her hands out to stop herself?
Scraped all of her bottom lip as well.
Hey.
And then she vaguely recalls what happened after that. All the clients were asking, so are we still going out to dinner?
Oh, really?
Yep, the answer was no.
We're not going out anymore.
We're not. I went straight to emergency and met her there, and then a few stitches later.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.